This was during the time Khan Kaedkakhak, Khan of the Hundred Battles, was king of Tara about 1800 years ago. Every Ichahauna, Halloween in English, Alain, son of Mina, a man of the Shi from Shi Finnachy in Shlieve Fuad, about 60 miles north of Tara, used to come to Tara and burn the king's palace. Ichahauna is one of the two great divisions of the year in the old Celtic calendar. The other one is Ichavjotna, the eve of the 1st of May. On these two nights, the gateways between this world and the other world are open. One of these gateways is on the hill of Tara. This is a she mound built over 5,000 years ago by the Tuatha De Danann, who later came to be known as the people of the Shi. The archaeologists call it a passage tomb because it was used for burial and it has a passage leading to a chamber in the middle of the mound. If you go there at sunrise on the 8th of November, La Sauna, or the 1st of November by the old calendar, you'll see the sun shine straight through the passage into the chamber. That shows that this gateway is open at this time of year. The people of the Shi could come out of the other world through any of these Shi mounds, and it was through the Shi mound on the hill of Tara that Alain would come every Ichahauna to destroy the king's palace. No one lived on the hill of Tara, which has always been the most important sacred site in Ireland, but Khan Kaedkakhak and the elite troop of hand-picked heroes called the Fianna stayed at Tara every Ichahauna to defend it from Alain. However, when Alain came, he would play the magic sleep music of the Shi on his flute, and when everyone was asleep, he shot a flame out of his mouth and burned all the buildings. And not even Gol MacMorna, the leader of the Fianna, was able to prevent him. About this time, Fionn MacCool, son of the former leader of the Fianna who was killed in a faction fight, reached manhood and arrived at Tara to claim the leadership of the Fianna. Fionn knew that Khan Kaedkakhak and Gol and Gol's clan of Firbolgs from Connacht, the Clan Morna, had been on the winning side of the fight against Fionn's clan of Maleshans from Leinster and Munster, the clan Bashkna, and that Gol himself had killed Fionn's father Cúil. It's a sign of Fionn's courage that, at the age of 17, he walked into the king's palace at Tara, surrounded by his enemies, and said to Khan, "I am Fionn, son of Cúil. Since my father was leader of the Fianna, I claim the right to be leader now that I am of age." Now Khan knew that if he didn't make Fionn the leader of the Fianna, Fionn's faction, the Clan Bashkna, would revolt, and there would be civil war among the Fianna. But if he took the leadership away from Gol, the Morna faction would revolt. Khan did a wise thing. "Fionn," he said, "not even the great Gol MacMorna can prevent Alain of Shi Finnachy from burning Tara every Ichahauna. The man who solves this problem for us deserves to be leader of the Fianna. The position is yours if you stop the burning of Tara." The king had spoken, and not even Gol MacMorna could argue with Khan's decision. Fionn's father had left him the crane bag. This was a bag of treasures he got from Mananon MacLear, made from the skin of Ifa, who had been shape-changed into a crane and died in that form. Among these treasures were a cap of silence and a poisonous spear. So bloodthirsty was this spear that the head of it had to be wrapped in 7 layers of wet leather and kept in a bucket of water, and it was chained to a wall so it couldn't escape and kill everyone within reach. The spear's name was Birga, and it was Alain's own spear. The story of how Cúil came by it has been lost to us, but we can suspect that it was part of the reason for Alain's destruction of Tara. On the following Ichahauna, Fionn took the cap and the spear to Tara and waited for Alain. When Alain appeared and played his she music, Fionn pulled the cap of silence down over his ears. As soon as the others were put to sleep by the music, Alain let fire out of his mouth. Fionn leapt up with the poisonous spear Birga and went after Alain. Alain ran towards Shi Finnachy with Fionn hot on his heels. just as Alain was entering his she, and so was between this world and the other world, Fionn threw Alain's own spear at him and killed him. That's how Fionn McCool saved Tara from burning and became leader of the Fianna.